Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BT and Sal back on the fan. BT and Sal on the road is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to the calls on the Mets and the Yanks in just a second. I saw Andy Martino retweet something yesterday that some social media user like Yankee Stats had or something like that had. And it was basically saying prior to yesterday's game, it was during yesterday's game, like, oh, the Yankees expected numbers are such and such. This is why there's no reason to panic. Okay, great. And to me, that's part of the issue with the Yankees. Relying on expected numbers, which I really believe the Yankees organization does. I'm not talking about a little 5 or 6 game slump. Obviously, we know that things are going to turn around. But you have to, you can't just go by what's expected and the numbers, which I feel like the Yankees have been doing for too many years, and then watching it play out year after year where they fall short. Here's what I know. Sallytics will tell you. Here's what I expect. The Yankees haven't been to a World Series in the past 2 decades without Juan Soto. They don't have Juan Soto. Not to make it about him, but just that's the fact. Like, they haven't been to one since the 2000s without Soto. And now they're without him again. Because the expected numbers are better, you're supposed to just sit back and say, well, the expected numbers say we're supposed to be better, and in fact, we're not. So I do think, though, BT, the Yankees rely a little bit too much on the numbers, and it bothers me the way that they build the team, which I just don't believe has been good enough.
Okay, so if Aaron Boone's sitting there after a game, let's say they didn't win last night. Let's say they lost, and it's now 7 straight, and, hey, Boone, what do you think about this stretch? You know, when are you guys going to buzz it? Well, and Aaron said something along the lines of, well, I'm not that worried because our expected numbers tell. Aaron didn't say that.
No, but
some
website. But you know that he's thinking.
Well, I'm going there. So, but just to get a little separation from the tweet.
Yes,
you know, it's some statistical database that is leaning on the numbers.
Might be a Boone burner.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It crossed my mind that maybe it was somebody within the front office burner account. Like, it was that random, and I looked at the account, not even that many people follow it, but Andy was one, and he was using it, and then and Andy actually, I should pull it up, because Andy, in his tweet, said this is why the Yankees aren't concerned, which I would understand for that short stretch, but don't you think this is a bigger picture
issue? I do, and we've said that, and I think one of the ways you try to get out of that, and don't rely on expected numbers or whatever it might be, is to try to do some things differently. And one of the things that's been alarming during this Yankee stretch before yesterday was their awful fundamentals. The one thing, now we can lay that at their doorstep, but it's been that way for way too many years. And that's been the biggest source of my personal consternation with the Yankees. Whether it's first and second, nobody out, you get nothing. Man on third, less than 2 out, you get nothing. You know, you try to get a bunt down, you foul it off, then you take the bunt off. You know, you try to steal, you get picked off. Like, I at least give the Yankees credit in this regard. Now, they're not built for this, so this is not a big picture win, but at least they tried to break out of the losing streak by pushing the envelope and trying to do things that they normally don't try to do little small ball,
yeah,
little more activity on the bases, etc.
All right, so the actual stat, Yankee stats at Chris Coop underscore. This was the guy who tweeted it out there. Martino retweeted.
Okay.
He gives you the barrel data 8 times, first in the league over the last 5 days prior to yesterday.
Okay.
Had 40 hard hit outs. I want to use a hand gesture that I'm not going to do in public here. Had 22 sweet spot outs. Like, okay, I'm not even going to bore you with the whole thing. Martino quote tweets it and says, if you're wondering why Yankees aren't freaking out about the current slump, they're well aware of these numbers. Dude, the Yankees are, it's the same thing. They bring in the same guys. They have the same type of offense. They have the same beliefs. They think we're all the idiots for thinking that they need to change it up. And they're like, no, the numbers, this is proven. Like, it's scientific fact. As opposed to reacting and saying, you know what? We haven't been good enough. And outside of bringing in another, or outside of having the greatest combo that you in the modern era with Soto and Judge a year ago, they have not gotten through in the postseason to even get to a World Series, let alone win one since 2009. They can't be doing everything right. The numbers can't be that good.
I don't think anybody's saying they're doing everything right. I'm certainly not saying that. But hold on a second.
Yeah.
Every team, whether it's barrel, whether it's whiff rate, yeah, whether it's all the things you were talking about, I promise you, now there might be varying degrees of to what extent they lean on the numbers. There is not a baseball team, even going to, I believe, the lowest levels, I'm talking like rookie ball or low A, short season, that knows those numbers, looks at those numbers, and incorporates those numbers into who they are and who they're trying to be. Like, I guarantee the Mets have access to those numbers, and they look at them, and it either tells a story that they don't want to believe or it confirms what they do believe. So I don't think the Yankees are different in that regard. Sal, it's 2025.
I know, but
the numbers run the sport, whether you and I like it or not.
But it hasn't worked for them. So whatever they think they're relying on, here's the example. Okay, let's say they barrel it up better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And guys get on base. You know, like a guy, for example, say, get on second base with nobody out. Yankees can't get them in. So you can get them on. Why can't the Yankees get him in? The guy gets on second base. Stanton, hard hit double. That's great. He's on second base. How come they can't get him in with nobody out? You don't need to hit a ball hard or square it up to be able to manufacture
that. You got
to
put it in play.
Or why are they so bad in extra innings? Is that not a big deal? Like, you want to go on the sample. Yeah, the Yankees aren't going to get shut out 3 games in a row or 30 straight innings. That is an aberration. Anybody with a noodle knows that. But my point is that they have struggled in situational hitting, in manufacturing runs, in big pressurized spots. And that is something that they just haven't accounted for in the way that they've built this team year after year after year. And I do think a big part of it is like, well, look at the numbers. The numbers say we should be better.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of good teams around baseball that win different ways that don't necessarily have the numbers that you would want. I think you're picking on the Yankees here, pal, is what you're doing.
I am.
And by the way,
on
the Mets are hitting 175 with runners in scoring position. How about those numbers?
I am picking on the Yankees, but right now we got to talk some Knicks, even though my man's wearing some Yankee stuff. We welcome in Spike Lee. Spike, I got to start by being honest. I was critical of you. What the hell? It was for the St. John stuff, right?
Oh,
we're getting on Spike?
Yes.
You're a Georgetown fan. You're not a big St. John's fan.
My man.
Yes.
Walter Berry. Mark Jackson.
Willie Glass.
Carter Seca.
Little Shelton Jones.
Chris Mullins.
Well, Mullins first.
Come on. I was following. I was on.
Yeah.
I was on. Mark Jackson, we went to Bishop Lock in high school.
That's right.
This was in my neighborhood.
Yep,
so
yep.
You want him to be the head coach?
I would like to know, what is it that has stopped him? He set the table for Mr. Kerr.
You know the answer. He's blackballed. We don't have to dance around
it. I know, but what is, for what?
Well.
Because he goes to church on Sunday? What is, and I've never been able to find out.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ask Mark that either.
I love Mark.
You can get kicked out of the garden again if you ask too hard. You got to be careful.
Well, forget about
it. Hey, what are you doing? Come on.
You're sorry.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Spike's got to keep those seats, buddy. Let's not get into that stuff.
And I pay for those seats.
I know you do. Somebody, I told you.
I've had season tickets for the New York Knicks since Pat Ewing's.
I read your book. I know.
I know. When, I don't know what happened, whether the envelope was hot or cold, when Dave the Busher put his hand in and we got Patrick, I got in the subway and got in line. So I've had season. I didn't start a courtside.
Right.
But back then, the different sections were, I was in the green section. Every year I moved down.
All right. So who do you want? Who do you want to be the next head coach of this? Were you okay with the Tibbs firing?
I can't speak in it because I...
What do you mean? It, what do you mean you can't speak to it?
Because I don't know what happened. I want to find out what happened.
Let me tell you what happened.
I don't...
I'm going to tell you what happened.
You put your hand on the Bible?
Yeah.
You can't. You don't know what happened.
No, no. I'm going to tell you what they reacted to. I can't tell you whose ultimate decision it was.
I'm listening.
What happened was the Knicks defense could not stop a three-point shot, could not get back in transition, could not stop a pick and roll. Tom Thibodeau is known for defense. If you can't do those three things, you got to move on. I respect Tom. Mm-hmm. He changed the whole culture. You could do better than Now, you could do worse as well. You could do better than Tom Thibodeau. That's my opinion. What do you think?
So let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Is there a plan in place? Because we're asking coaches who are already under contract.
I know.
Whether they want to come here or not.
I know.
And the Knicks have to be one of the least liked teams in NBA. So they're not doing ownership any favors.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there was a plan. Because if there was, there's nobody that could convince me that Leon Rose and World Wide West's plan was, well, let's fire Tom Thibodeau and now knock on everybody's door and see who answers and see what we could do as we scatter around. That's why I think, I don't know, that's why I think there was intervention from the owner. To what degree, I don't know. There's nobody that can convince me that James Dolan didn't flex a little bit here. That's just my opinion.
Is there a name you want?
I would like to see Mark Jackson. I'd like to see Kenny Smith. Queens. I mean, these. We got to come up with something. And for me, what broke our back was that game one where we had that lead.
Oh, dude.
That
can't happen.
That can't happen.
Yeah, I mean, you started.
What was the greatest points we were up with? With the least amount of time, what, 15 with 4 minutes left?
Maybe 14, but right in that neighborhood.
What's the guy's name? Hit like 6 three-pointers in a row.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
I don't even remember
his name.
Nesmith had the one big game. Yeah, but they,
that was Nesmith. Yeah.
Definitely. If a guy's hit three in a row, you got to get on him.
Yep.
Let alone six.
Whose job is that? It's the coach who's supposed to be a defensive coach. That's why, with all due respect, and I say it gently, but I got to say what I got to say. I was okay with them moving on from him. Here's the issue, though.
That game was the dagger.
That was it. That
killed
us.
You know, I blame you
here.
For that.
What?
Yeah. I wasn't even there.
No, because you started this nonsense
with Reggie.
With Reggie in 93, those damn Pacers. Spike, you got Reggie going, and now Halliburton's doing the choke. Was he looking at you when he was doing the choke?
You know where I was? I was in the south of France at the Cannes Film Festival.
That's right.
My new film starring Denzel Washington. Fifth film with Denzel.
Fifth with Denzel.
So I had nothing to do with that.
There you go.
Nothing. N-U-T-I-N. Nothing.
Denz is in it. It's going to be a good film.
Great film.
Listen, some of your films have been awesome. We've talked about that every time. You are – I can't let this slide. I know you just did a panel with some Yankees. He said I got to go back to it as the St. John's guy. Nice. I have to go back to this. When we were growing up, now I'm from Brooklyn. I was born in the early 70s. I went to Xavier. I came to Manhattan.
I went to John Dewey in Coney Island.
Okay, there you go. I'm Knapp Street, right off Exit 9, right off the Bell Parkway.
Right.
So you were either a St. John's guy or
Big
a Georgetown
East.
Guy.
Big East.
You know, no doubt Big East.
Yeah.
But there was no, either you wearing red or you wearing that blue and gray.
I was at the sweater game.
You were a Georgetown fan.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
So why are you jumping on the Johnnies now?
I'm from New York.
Well, but you were from New York back then when you were rooting for Georgetown.
And I stars and Mets fan with Yankee fans, too.
Yeah. Well, I was
going to
get to that.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not a belief that once you become a fan, it has to become your team for life.
Okay.
I was a Georgetown fan. I was a John Thompson.
Yeah, I get it.
And also, at that time, I saw how the media hated Georgetown.
Yes.
Georgetown is the thugs. Thugs. John Thompson has thugs he grabbed out of the ghetto and put them on the court. No knowledge of basketball, no nothing. I cannot go for that.
I agree with that.
And I'll tell you, the majority of African Americans in this country were for Georgetown, too.
Still?
They're not the same.
No, yeah. That was a very... I'm with you. Now, the only thing that I think John did wrong in that whole equation is that by shielding the players, not letting Patrick talk, not letting Grant talk, not letting Horace Broaden, I know all the names, by not letting them speak, and I know he was protecting them from a media that probably had an agenda, I get that, but if they would have spoken, I think maybe it could have changed a little bit. But listen, I know the period. I know what was going on. I get it. I get that part for sure.
All right. Forget about St. John's.
I know we're on the clock. Go ahead.
You got our approval. You're good to go. You explained the Mets thing, the St. John's thing. We're all good. What about the Yankees? You just hosted this Yankee panel here with Yankee greats.
Yeah.
You feeling good about your ball club this year?
I have a hat here. It's a list of all the world champion hats. All 27.
2009.
I've never seen that hat, man.
2009.
The last one is 2009. I wanted to ask those greats. WTF.
What's going on?
2009.
Yeah.
Spike, I got to be honest with you. I think it might be time to jump ship. Soto's with the Mets now. You come back to the Mets like the 80s, baby.
Can't jump ship with Soto. Can't do it.
Oh, not yet. What if they start winning?
I don't hate the Mets.
Okay.
I don't hate the Mets.
Well, we saw all the posters and do the right thing. We know you don't hate the Mets. You guys were rocking Mets gear.
That was Doc and Darryl.
Well, in the pizzeria, there wasn't Doc and Darryl stuff?
One of the main characters who I played, Mookie, was wearing Brooklyn Dodgers number 42, Jackie Robinson.
I know you had Jackie, but in the pizzeria, you had a little Mets stuff. I got it. Hey, this guy with the Soto stuff. Can you tell him Soto's hitting 248?
Come on.
Let him know.
It hurt you to lose Soto to the Mets. Did it not, Spike?
You don't want
to
be here.
Exactly.
Where do you want to be?
Peace.
I want to get that money.
If somebody does marriage, whatever, if they don't want to be with you, what are you going to do?
Get out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So you think that you like this Yankees team?
We lost 6 in a row?
They won yesterday.
I'm going tonight.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But what about the finals? You into the NBA finals at all?
It's tough to watch.
Pacers? Yeah, man, pushing it.
Pacers!
To a game 7.
Hell no. OKC!
Pacers pushing to a game 7. This could have been our Knicks. Come on, you should be in the NBA finals right now, not here.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
We
could go through 1973.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names, but.
He's about to.
Oh, I got something. And this involves Pat Riley.
Okay.
I'm not the first. He's come forward, but going to game 6 and 7 in Houston, One of Nick's players had promised his wife that she could come to Houston in game 6 or 7.
Okay.
And Pat Riley said no. Oh. And there was a huge fight. Ooh. And when we could have brought somebody off the bench.
Blackman?
I'm not naming nobody.
You would have taken Starks out?
I'm not naming nobody.
I'm saying Rose.
I'm not naming.
Rose from Brooklyn. I'm saying Rolando Blackman. You know I'm right, bro.
I'm not naming nobody. But anyway.
Yep.
It's only with the last 2 years that Pat fessed up. And me and Pat Riley born the same day, March 20th, first day of spring.
March 20th. That's my birthday.
Yeah. So, that was the year.
Yeah, well, could it help?
We went to Houston up 3-2.
Well, but let's. He hates when I say this. It's the absolute truth.
Get on him for this.
No, no. He could try, but he ain't gonna win. He's our boy. We love him. Patrick got clowned by Olajuwon in that series. Patrick shot 36%, and Olajuwon.
That's not the reason why we lost.
I know. Thank you. Spike. But when your best player gets schooled, and he got schooled by Hakeem.
He did it in college. That's not the first time. You just see when Houston went up Georgetown?
I know what happened. I was a little bit too young to watch that, but I know what happened.
That was not the first time.
Yeah, Olajuwon was better, period. That's it. Olajuwon's one of the most underrated players of all time.
Patrick's my guy.
BT and Sal, we'll talk with Spike Lee. Does it bother you that you're in Knicks? Like, do you get a kick out of it that in Knicks history, when they reference Reggie all the time, especially when they play the Pacers or the postseason, that you get brought up? Does that bother you at all? Does it impact you at all?
Not at all. Here's the thing, though. Me and Reggie, that thing is over 20 years old. People, we talk about. We're cool. Reggie and I have buried the hatchet, or whatever you want to say. That is. We have great respect and love for each other. It happened. It's squashed. It's been squashed for 2 decades.
Do you talk to Jordan at all from those old commercials? You still talk to Mike?
Yeah.
How many sneakers did you get back then? Forget about the money. It must have been ridiculous. You're still getting them.
I'm wearing my Spizzikes.
He's still getting them.
I'm part of the family.
He's coming back, you heard, doing a broadcasting stuff.
NBC.
What do you think of this? $40 million or something like that for Jordan to pop in?
Hey, he could probably get more than that. I think that people are going to watch.
But they're going to watch Spike, but he's either going to – I don't think there's going to be much middle ground. He's either going to be really good or not good. I think Kobe, rest in peace if Kobe was still with us, Kobe would be up there and it would be real and transparent. Michael never ventured into political waters, other stuff. If he comes and he is transparent, it could be amazing. If he tries to toe that line, it's going to be a waste of time.
You know what? We shall see what we shall see.
Are you closer to some of the players today like you were with Starks, let's say, back in the 90s? As close?
But here's the thing, though. Every time I see John Starks, I give him a hug. That game 5, the next morning, I was on the cover of the New York Daily News, the Post, and Newsday being blamed for that loss. And game 6, Indiana, I said, I can't punk up. I got to go. So I got off the plane. They're all in my face. But before the game, I went to visit Mike Tyson in prison. So the whole prison was killing me and Mike. Oh, not killing, but
It was in Indiana. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, the prison, yeah.
Mike and I, those inmates were Pacer fans, and we were getting it. And so in fourth quarter, the ushers at the arena would start to line the court with rope in anticipation of winning game 6. And John Starks went berserk. And if we had lost that game and not come back for game 7, where Patrick had to tip in, I would have had to move.
Where are you going? You can't leave New York. Spike can't leave New York. Where are you going?
I hug John Starks every time. And when he sees me coming, all right, Spike, all right.
Who is your, is it Clyde? Is it Patrick? Is it Reggie?
No.
All-time favorite New York athlete.
Walt Clyde Frazier.
Okay.
May 8th, 1970. I was at that game.
What do you have, 37, something, 19? Like, no, the
he says, he says, well, first you got the Willis Reed game. But anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
May 8th, 9th, I was at game 7, 13 years old. My father's lawyer has season tickets. And throughout the year, he would let me come to a game. Back then, the different colors for the section. Yes, yellow seats. I've been to Super Bowls, World Cups. I've never heard a noise at a sporting event louder when Willis Reed dragged his right leg to the court. And my mother's grave, my father's grave, the whole Laker team froze in the layup line. What's on? Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, Jerry West.
And don't forget Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor.
They froze, turned around, and see Willis Reed dragged his leg to the free throw line, hit the first two shots.
Yep.
In the game too. I was there May of 1970. And I'm the proud owner of the banner. Then you go to my Instagram, you can see it. The World Championship banner. I have it. It's in my office.
How'd you get it? Did you pay for it?
I can't tell you that. Well, I had to pay for it.
The Garden doesn't want that?
Dolan on the team now.
Oh, okay.
You think they have so many like the Yankees, yeah, dude. Right. You don't have that many. Hold on to what you got.
This is the one that used to hang.
Okay, so one, okay, gotcha.
The one, the original one.
Gotcha.
So one up there, Fugazi. Go to my Instagram. He's in my office, hanging.
I gotcha.
Where do you rank Brunson amongst Nick Greats?
He's up there.
Yes, he is.
He's up there.
Surpass Ewing yet? I say no, says yes.
Okay. How many years has Brunson been a Nick?
A few years.
And Patrick?
People think I'm nuts. Yeah, Sal's pointed at me. Here's what I said. To me,
but you didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
What?
How many years has Patrick and Nick?
15.
How many years has Brunson been here?
3. Who impacts winning more? Night to night. It's Brunson. Pat had flaws.
It's 15 years versus 3.
Yeah. And the first couple years with Hubie, Nick Stone, Bill Cartwright, that team wasn't good. When they made the finals in 99, I'm not trying to diss Patrick. It always turns into this. When, in 99, he wasn't even playing. It was Camby, it was Freewell, it was Houston.
I know them both. I love them both. And here's the thing. I know it's sports radio, and this is your job. I'm tired of this GOAT conversation.
Yeah, a little played out.
LeBron and
well,
who's better?
It's Jordan. Let's not waste anybody's time here.
Who do you think?
Who was born in Brooklyn?
Michael Jordan.
Who was born in Fort Greene, Brooklyn?
Jordan.
There's a hospital. I grew up in Fort Greene.
Was that Maimonides? Where was he born? Do you know the hospital?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And Bernard and Albert King. All born in Cumberland Hospital in Brooklyn, Fort Greene, Brooklyn.
Last one. And we really do appreciate your time. And it's a pleasure. And I'm glad we could bury the hatchet, even though you didn't have one. But I kind of held some resentment for the Reggie thing. Worst loss that you've endured as a Knicks fan in your life?
Woo! It's been a lot.
I know. Probably for my age would be the finger roll.
Game
one was a bit. You mentioned game 6 and 7 in Houston.
Oh, Charles Smith?
Yeah, Charles Smith. Yeah.
But it's got to be the finger roll. That's game 7.
Charles Smith? Going to need an answer, Spike.
Game 7 against the Rockets.
All right.
Up 3-2.
We know.
Even one. It's been 1973.
Hopefully.
WTF! Hey,
thanks for coming on.
Yo, just make sure you're not a Met fan next week, all right?
We welcome you. Oh, no, you can come to the Mets. We got
some Mets.
Oh. No, not the Nets, although I did think there was a time.
Remember this going up? Beat the Mets.
Yeah.
Beat the Mets.
Yeah, there you go.
Step right up and beat the Mets.
I'm old.
We should say that back in the day.
Get out of here, Spike.
All right, thank you.
Live at the Javits Center for Fanatics Fest. This place is insane. Can't wait to check it out a little bit more after we get off the air here at 2 o'clock. Come by and say hello if you're around. Evan and Tiki will follow us. We'll be doing shows here all weekend. I think C-Mac, Keith McPherson have shows. I know we'll be here. I'll be here tomorrow. You'll be here Sunday, BT. This place is insane. And it was great to have Spike Lee on for a little bit as well.
I guess he listens to our show quite a bit. He played ball. He was great.
Yeah.
You know, we were... I don't want to say we were going in on Spike, but we were definitely, weren't too enthralled with suddenly him showing up being the St. John's guy. That's how it started. But I tell you what, that was a really interesting point because it wasn't just a basketball thing not from St. John's perspective, but from Georgetown's perspective, where we were as society, there were a lot of deeper issues, so I totally get where he's coming from, but it was good to flush it out on the air. It was a lot of fun.
Right, why he would root for Georgetown. Yeah. In case you missed, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We had Earl Hershiser on earlier today, Pat Leonard as well, the Daily News talking some Giants. Check it all out on the Odyssey app. This baseball brief is brought to you by Guinness Stout. We've been talking a lot about the Mets. Talk some Yankees a little bit as well. Yanks finally getting off the schneid, ending their losing streak. And now you would expect them to take care of business. The Orioles, who stink, they're at home. And then obviously the Mets, big series for them, taking on the Phillies on the road in Philadelphia. Mike is calling from Scranton. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I'm from Philadelphia. I call.
What's up, Mike?
Yes, I want to talk about the deadline targets for the Yankees. And one of the big things I think about the We don't have.
Yeah, we get a bad line there, Mike. Sorry, Mike. Buddy. You could try giving us a call back. He wanted to talk about the Yankee trade deadline targets, I think. Hard to hear because we're on a remote and his line wasn't great. So we apologize for letting you go there, but just too tough to make it out. What do you think, BT, would be the Yankees' biggest need here? You're thinking about a trade deadline?
Second or third base. I like Jazz at third better than you. I realize he's a better second baseman. I would like, if there is a really good second baseman who can, and I don't mean come and hit 250. I don't mean bringing Kiner Falefa back from the Pirates and throwing him there. I mean a real second baseman who's got some pop, some speed, some hands, then versus like a third baseman who's available but not as good, I would feel better about Jazz at third and then the better second baseman. Ideally, you get the best third baseman available and you put Jazz at his natural spot. They're going to need a bullpen arm. And they're going to need one more bat. Yeah. And they're going to be active.
And bullpen arms are tough because even if somebody's going well, you never know how that's going to translate. They're so hard to judge. And the Yankees usually do a good job of finding those arms. I would just like a well-rounded ball player at third base, let's say. Somebody who can field, maybe even throw, maybe run a little bit, and maybe not focused on the launch angle and not strike out a ton and be a decent situational player. But I don't know if even one of those guys would fix what the Yankees are. I think ultimately the Yankees, while I fully expect Cashman to add pieces that he believes that they need, I think it's going to come down to what's Dominguez going to do, what's Volpe going to be, what's Austin Wells' impact going to be. If not all three of those, maybe two of three of those guys. Is Goldschmidt going to be able to maintain what he's done for the majority of the first half in the second half at his age? Those are going to be the biggest keys for the Yankees.
Well, let's say that Goldschmidt, you know, hits the skids at some point, and I don't think he's going to hit the skids where to the point where we wake up at the end of the year and Goldschmidt went from 303, wherever he is right now, to 239 or 240. I think he's going to have a very stable, not a lot of home runs, even though we hit one yesterday. A stable average and a stable presence on the order. So I'm not worried about Goldschmidt. They're not moving on from Volpe this year. And they shouldn't, not yet. And, you know, I wouldn't mind sitting him once in a while. Maybe let him get his head right. But I think the one player that could be most adversely affected by a move would be Dominguez. They're going to run Wells out there. They're going to run Volpe out there. So when you say probably two of those three young players, I think you're right. I don't think you need all three to be. Ideally, all three would be the real deal, but it doesn't look like that's the case yet.
Who would you say of the three so far has underperformed the most relative to the expectations?
I think it's Dominguez.
Me too.
Because I thought he was coming with prodigious power, and I have not seen that.
Correct.
He's looked okay.
Now overall, it's been 3 years for Volpe. Wells, okay, is he an all-star? No, but you could live with those numbers, certainly from a catcher.
Definitely.
Even if you had him at the bottom of the order, I would move him up and have him take Jazz spot and have him bat behind Stanton in that lineup. But I think Dominguez, even though he's so young, he's the one that was a game-changer. Speed, all right, let's say before the follies in the outfield last year, we expected him to be a good center fielder or a good outfielder at the very least. But, dude, his bat, we said this the other day, he's got six home runs, three of which came against the A's in one game. So his performance relative to the expectation, fair or not,
yep,
to me has been the biggest gap of even those three, even with Volpe.
I don't think that's unfair. I mean, listen.
At least this year.
Yeah. And
Volpe maybe overall, but at least this year, Dominguez.
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, Volpe now, maybe in a year or two you see this from Dominguez. But, you know, we can critique and we can wonder about ultimately what Anthony Volpe's ceiling is. That's fair. We talk about it a lot. But he's, you know, he's given you a couple of 20-plus bomb seasons, 20-plus steal seasons, gold glove, whatever. Dominguez has just been hype. Like, they're outside of when he first came on the scene and hit seven or eight home runs his first year. But I think the other thing we've got to measure Dominguez by, and to be fair to him, he has not played a lot of baseball.
Yeah, I know.
He's had a lot of injuries.
But dude,
Same thing with Volpe at the minor league level. Same thing with Dominguez. That's why I know it sounds nuts, like, oh, Dominguez in the minor leagues. Well, how about you develop him? Can he play some baseball? He was hurt all last year.
I feel like of the three, because that's what we're talking about right now, the young players, I still feel like if there's two on and two out, I would. Here's the order of preference for the guys that I would want at the plate. Wells first of the three. 740 OPS.
I agree with that.
You know?
Now, he fears me the most.
Yes, yes.
I know what you're saying. He scares me the most from a
opposing pitcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So Wells, and then I'd say Volpe too, because he can run even if it doesn't hit well with the Soka Dominguez, and probably Dominguez. But the thing that I have not seen, I just haven't seen these monster moonshot. I would have thought by now Dominguez would have, I don't need 20 home runs, but I would have thought that he would have run into three, four, or five that were like breathtakingly far and like, whoa, okay, now. Now I see what the hype is, but I haven't really seen that yet.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A wild show, a fast show. Let's get back to the phones here, BT. Finish up talking some baseball with the callers here. Andrew has been holding a little bit while, calling from Garden City. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. You guys sound great there a lot.
Thank you. What's happening, man?
Just wanted to give a quick call, and then I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say. Just wanted to make a comment because I really agree with what you guys were saying before about small market baseball teams. My father actually grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh Pirates fan. I can't tell you how many stars are playing around the MLB that used to be Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, you go down the list, even in this town, Gerrit Cole, Starling Marte, even Holmes. Clay Holmes was a Pirate once.
Yep.
So it's extremely hard to be a small market baseball team nowadays.
I don't blame you. The problem is Skeens is probably going to be next. I mean, how is Paul Skeens going to stay in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what I wanted to get to. And I'll just make that comment and then I'll hang up with you and hear what you guys have to say. Is there any chance we see Paul Skeens don a pair of pinstripes in his career?
Listen, I think there's a chance that Paul Skeens, I think there's a very good chance, unfortunately for you, maybe good for us, that Paul Skeens is pitching in New York at some point, or L.A., or Boston if they kind of go nuts and, you know, spend the monies that you got rid of with Devers, or maybe three or four other markets with Philly. We know who they are. I just don't see how they're going to be able to pay Paul Skeens whatever it's going to. I mean, Rodon got 160.
I think they'd be willing to pay him, Mike. Well,
300 plus?
Dude.
You think they would?
I mean, it's...
Can they justify that?
They should then fold up shop.
Well, I agree.
Yeah. I don't know if they could just... Like, would it be the right baseball move? The right baseball move, if you're operating like the Pirates, probably would be to trade Skeens now and get everything back that you possibly can, get a boatload, and try to build off of that. The Pirates are such a mess. But would Skeens even want to sign a long-term deal there? He could say that he does now.
Yeah.
You think he's going to want to be on a losing team his entire career in Pittsburgh?
I doubt it. And you know, he's in a tricky spot because that's what he's got to say. That's what he's got to project. He's in the community, and, you know, he doesn't want to complicate his own life by putting something out there that's stupid or counterproductive to him coexisting with... I know that I'm not saying that there's millions of them around the country, but the Pirate fans in Pittsburgh are still good. So he's kind of straddling that line. I think he's gone. You know, I don't think he's going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be a Met.
You think so?
I do, because he's not. By the time he's available, I don't think the Yankees are going to want to... Not, I shouldn't say want to, but financially, they're committed to... big contract, specifically pitchers, for a while. If this happens over the next 2 years, wouldn't you think? Like, when do you think Skeens going to want to get traded?
That's what I was going to ask you. So, okay, let's stay with 2 years, right?
I would think. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I think that's a good guess. You got to look at his. I'd have to look at his.
Trying to maximize his value from their end.
For sure. Yeah. You don't trade him the year before he's up completely. The pre-arb, and that's what's appealing, blah, blah, blah. Let's go with 2 years. In 2 years... DJ's gone. In 2 years, Stanton's pretty much just about gone. And the Marlins are kicking in 10 mil. In 2 years, let's see, this is year three for Rodon. He signed 6. So Rodon will be an expiring contract. Garrett Cole will be gone. Yankees will absolutely be in play for him. Yeah. I don't know if he's gonna go there.
I mean, I don't know.
There's no doubt. If the Yankees went after, I know Fried will still have some time, but the Yankees have not shown an aversion to having one pitcher with a lot of length. And then going for another big ticket with you know, Cole, Fried, and obviously Rodon.
I think if it happens within the next 2 seasons, I don't think the Yanks would be in. Remember, too, you're going to have to give up a boatload to get him.
Yeah,
the Mets,
I think
clearly
they would.
A pitcher. Now, look, he could end up a Dodger. But he's a better fit for the Mets because that seems like a guy that they would go all in for prospect-wise and financially. And obviously we know that they can handle it. Now, who the hell knows what's going to happen? Andrew's calling from Mattawan. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Great show as always. I need some advice for tomorrow. I figured you guys are the perfect people to ask. So I'm going to my sister's fiance's bachelor party. Great guy. I like him a lot. The party's at the Yankees Orioles game. We got the whole deal, open bar, all you can eat behind home plate. Going to be a good time.
Nice.
So here's the thing. I want to dress for the occasion, have a little fun with it, though. So there's some options I'm thinking. I mean, I could be boring and just wear a navy blue polo and blend in. I could wear a suit because, let's be honest, Yankee Stadium is just a gray corporate conference center with a baseball field in the middle. I could wear a Giants jersey, just look totally out of place, or I could quickly scrap together a blank T-shirt, get a cricket machine, write something like, I just hope both teams have fun, and on the back, write, go sports. So I don't know what you guys think. What's the right move? I know Evan and Tiki yesterday, they mentioned Mets fans who wear Mets jerseys or random Yankee games are jackasses. So don't worry, I won't do that. So what do you guys think I should do?
I think you're focused on the wrong thing. If I were you, I would not be focused on what I'm going to wear to the bachelor party. I'm going to be focused on what's happening once we leave Yankee Stadium. What's part two of the bachelor party? That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
And I really hope to God that one of my loser friends, and I've got some great friends. Unfortunately for me, most of my best friends are not married. I'm hoping, and they probably...
Really?
Yes. Yes. It's crazy.
Them.
No, well, hopefully, even if they get divorced in 3 months, I don't care. Just have a bachelor party.
Yeah.
I want to know that I'm going to one more bachelor party, and it's not my son's where I got to behave.
Either way, you can't wear a Mets jersey if it's not a Met game. You'd be trolling. You don't want to do that. Annabelle's calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show.
Annabelle, hey. I don't know what's going on there, but we had to cut that off. Sorry, buddy. Woo. We appreciate you checking in. Mark is in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's right now for the Mets to me, it's just about playing 500 ball until Minaya and Senga get back. With this shoddy pitching staff, and the Mets are based on pitching this year, you just want to hang in there. I'm not worried about who they beat, who they don't beat. I just want to play 500
ball. Hold on
ball.
A sec, Mark. Mark, hold on. I think that that's a fair point. But you just said that the Mets are built on pitching this year. You just signed Juan Soto for almost $1 billion.
You're correct. But you, BT, you said yourself that the Mets lineup ends after the fourth or fifth hitter.
I think it does. Myself, I think they need a big stick. Not a Winker, not a Vogelback, not a Ruff. I think they need a legitimate power source or higher average guy. I do. But listen, I mean, 1-4 is really good.
5-9 is really weak.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, but Mark, part of the reason for why they're weak right now is injury. Now, I'm not making excuses for them, and thank you for the call. But that's a big part of it. Vientos has not been good to start with, but he is also hurt right now. That's one big bat that the Mets had there. Jesse Winker, love him or not, he's a professional big league DH. That's another bat that was a majority of the starter at DH. He has been out. That's two guys now. Alvarez has been awful. I mean, they got McNeil back, which has helped lengthen it out a little bit. They've got nothing from the catcher spot.
Third base.
Center field. Center field, their starting center fielder to start the year is also hurting Jose Siri. Now, I like the idea of him because he can play gold glove defense and hit 20 home runs. I love Tyrone Taylor as a player. He's not going to hit 20 home runs. He has played terrific defense, but now you're sacrificing again some offense where they were supposed to have a little bit more. So they were built better offensively coming into the season than it shows right now.
They were built better, but I don't think that they were built perfect. By the way, very few teams are, maybe except the Dodgers, but understood everything you just said. I think Taylor, and I like him, even that throw to home plate wasn't, he's much better than that four-hopper that he threw last night. But Taylor, to me, is a three-time or two-time-a-week player, not a starting center fielder for a team that's got World Series aspirations. And I know that Siri's out, and he's been out basically since the first couple of weeks of the season. He's also a 180 hitter every year.
But he was supposed to be their nine-hitter with 20 home run power. So think about that. So if I were to ask you who the biggest culprits are on the Mets lineup, forget about the big guys, the main four.
Alvarez at this point is a big one.
Yeah, and Vientos. Those are the two.
And really up until the last 2 weeks, McNeil.
Yeah, but he's been okay, especially at the bottom. Alvarez, Vientos have significantly underperformed the expectations to lengthen out what should have been a loaded lineup if they do what they're supposed to.
You going to get it going this weekend or what, buddy? You going to get a win?
Oh, I have no idea. After that showing in Atlanta? I mean, I'm supposed to want one win in three games?
You got to start somewhere.
Hey, Evan's going to have Mendoza on his podcast tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, how about he gets a win before he starts worrying about the Fanatics Fest? All right, that does it for us. We'll be back Monday. Everybody enjoy the weekend. If you can, come out to Fanatics Fest. It's been great. Thanks for everybody showing up live. Thanks, everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for the guys back at the shop, Dove, and I'm assuming somebody else. Rascona's helping us out. And
thanks
to Hoffier and Hurley on site. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.